Hi, I'm Rob Kaplan, Senior Escalation Engineer on Microsoft Developer Support's Windows Store Developer Solutions team. We see a lot of answers on the Windows Store App Developer forums, which include code snippets that can be cut and pasted directly into a project. These code snippets are often very helpful, but because they are just snippets, they don't always tell the whole story. Often, they rely on references which aren't included in the snippet. When we paste the snippet into our code, Visual Studio will mark the snippet with several red squigglies to show the errors. If we hover over one of these squigglies, Visual Studio will tell us that it doesn't know the type and suggest we may be missing a using directive or assembly reference. The classic way to fix this would be to go to the documentation to look up where the type is defined. Here we have our iRandomAccessStream documentation, and if we scroll to the bottom, we can see that it is defined in the namespace Windows Storage Streams. So we need to add that to our Visual Studio using. But Visual Studio also provides an easier way. We can click on the unknown type, and a little blue rectangle with a menu will display on the left. We can open that menu, and Visual Studio will offer several likely fixes. We click on Using Windows Storage Streams, and Visual Studio will add the using statement to the file. This will fix the error, and so the red squiggly will go away. We can then do the same thing for the other options. Now that we have fixed those references, Visual Studio finds another problem. It doesn't like our pixel buffer as stream call. We can hover over it to find out why. This time, Visual Studio tells us that asStream is not a method on the iBuffer we're using. It found an asStream extension method, but it doesn't apply here. An extension method is a method defined by one class, which can be called on another. They require their own references in the code type. But because this is a method and not a type, Visual Studio can't give us the blue rectangle for the easy fix. Again, we could go and look this up in the docs. But Visual Studio provides another useful tool, the Object Browser, which we can find on the View menu under Object Browser or with Ctrl-Alt-J. The Object Browser lets us examine all of the classes and methods that are relevant to our project type. It reads this from the object metadata, so it is always up to date with the actual classes that we'll use. By default, it is scoped to the current solution type, but we can also target other specific frameworks if we'd like. For example, we could see if a specific class or method we want is available on Windows Phone or in a portable class library. For most uses, and specifically here, my solution is best. The problem we ran into was that Visual Studio couldn't find asStream for our buffer. Either the author of the code snippet made a mistake, or asStream is referenced from somewhere else. Now, since I wrote the code snippet, I'm going to assume option number two. It came from somewhere else. And we can find out where by searching for asStream. Aha! We have a slew of asStream references in classes named extensions. Most of these reference stream types, so they are probably the ones Visual Studio already found in our project. There's also one that applies to buffers, so let's pick that. And then we want to remember the namespace which included this function, which is System Runtime Interop Services Windows Runtime. Just copy that out, and we can go back to our code page and add the using. When we do that, asStream is now referenced and our red squiggle disappears. So the blue box with options to help bind the selected item menu and the object browser are two good tools that Visual Studio provides to make it easy to find where methods and types are defined and to quickly and easily add the appropriate references to your code. Next time you run into the red, "I don't know what this is," squiggle, give them a try.